presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. A feeling in the atmosphere. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Ooh. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here. The word of the Lord is here. Oh, the word of the Lord is here. Feel it in the atmosphere. Oh, the word of the Lord is here. Oh, the word of the Lord is here. The people of the Lord is here. Oh, the people of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Ooh, the people of the Lord is here. The people of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Ooh, the presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's read Psalms 51, please. We'll go to stop at verse 13. Yeah, this is the blessed day that he was risen from the dead for us, so we can live today because he lives. Thank you, Jesus. We have a lot of specials on this special day today. It says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Thank the Lord for his word this morning. Blessed Heavenly Jesus, we just want to give you thanks again. Lord God, you died and raised for us, dear Lord Jesus. And here we are present today because of you. And we just want to thank you again. And everything we go through, dear Lord God, we know there'll be a time, dear Jesus, that we'll have joy and just gladness with you. Pray that you'll bless us today. Bless those who are still on the way. And most important, bless our past as he brings the word, dear Lord God, that you have given him for us. Pray that you'll bless us all now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call?
Is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, how you love me. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. God, Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Oh, God, Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Whoa, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Oh, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Whoa, I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Thank you, Jesus.
My call of God a friend. That's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, you can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Amen. That's all we need. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Think about his goodness. Oh, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, just think about his love. Think about his goodness. Oh, think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, please think about his love. Think about his goodness. You ought to think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Great is the measure, my Jesus. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, oh, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future, and life is worth the living. Because he lives
once more.
Because he lives. Oh, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know how he holds my future, and life is worth the living, and life is worth the living. Oh, my life is worth the living just because he lives.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be his name. That's the only reason to live. Thank you, Lord. My God. Because he lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May be seated as we get rid of the offering, please.
We're gonna do some specials first. Sister Beverly, please.
Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks, O Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Now let the weak say, I am strong. Now let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. Give thanks for the grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Now let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us.
Thank you, Ms. Beverly. I'm going to try to remember all that at that age. That's very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. I have a special this morning with my wife.
Just where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
I pray we'll find your light.
I pray we'll find your light.
And hold it in our hearts.
And hold it in our hearts.
And stars go out each night.
And stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day.
When shadows fill our day.
Lead us to a place.
Guide us with your grace.
Guide us with your grace. Give us faith or we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended. And every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll remember we are all God's children. Reaching out to touch you, reaching to the sky. We ask that life be kind.
We ask that life be kind.
And watch us from above.
And watch us from above.
We hope each soul will find.
We hope each soul will find.
Another soul to love.
Another soul to love.
Let this be our prayer. Just like every child.
Just like every child.
Needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be safe. Needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. Burrs, please.
God bless you. Happy Easter, everybody. Ask you to join me in this old familiar Easter hymn. Not just for Easter, it's for every day. God bless you.
Rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, how I love that old cross, where the deep rest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. day for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction to me. It's for the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it at God Calvary. Yes, I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my woe be the last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, in the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. But on that old cross, Jesus suffered and died to bear it and sanctify me. Yes, I'll cherish that old rugged cross, oh, till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I'll cling to the old rugged cross, oh Lord, and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, oh, with shame and reproach gladly bear. He calls me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I share. Yes, I'll cherish that old rugged cross, oh, till my trophies at last I lay down. Said I cling to the old rugged cross, oh yes, and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, yes I will, and exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday. I'll give up this world just someday. I'm going home to glory just someday. I'm going to be with my Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to be with my Lord, hallelujah. I'll exchange it someday. The best of this life, the best of this life, it can't compare with the glory set before me. The best of this life, the best of this life, I'll exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday for a crown. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Burris. My God. Old gold. Can't beat it. Yes, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Exchange someday for a crown.
My God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. To my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Oh, and exchange it someday for a crown. Bless his name, my God. Thank you, Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be his wonderful name. Amen. We have next the Sunday school.
Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the tomb.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from the heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified.
He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Matthew 28:1-6.
Thank you, everyone. Sunday school there. The scripture reading is real nice. Appreciate that, Sister Gabby.
Say
can it be? I can't begin to comprehend what kind of grace would take the place for all my sins. I stand in awe now that I have been set free, and the tears well up as I look at the cross, 'cause it should have been me. My fate is in the nail's scarred hands. He stretched them out for me instead. I know you. I love you. I gave my life to save you. Love paid the price for mercy. My verdict, not guilty. I'm falling on my knees to thank you. With everything I am, I praise you. So grateful for the words I heard you say.
Thank you, Sister Gabby. Oh, my. Woo. What a blessing. Not guilty. Thank you, Lord. My Jesus. Whoa. Thank you. Thank you. My God. My. Thank you, Lord. Bless his holy name. Ah, good when you can offer up your voice back to him. Blessed be your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Next, we have the young sisters.
Please pray for us. do you cry? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. Why do you cry? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. He paid it all on that lonely highway, hailing and his anointing. I can feel he shed his blood for my transgressions. And by his stripes we are healed. Why do you cry? He has risen. Why are you weeping? He's not dead. So as you go through life's journey, don't you worry, lift up your head, don't you cry, stop your weeping, he has risen, he's not dead. Don't cry, wipe your eyes, he's not dead. Oh, don't weep, he's not asleep, Jehovah, he's not dead. Oh, don't cry, wipe your eyes, he's not dead. Oh, don't not asleep, Jehovah, he's not dead. Oh, don't cry, wipe your eyes, he's not dead.
He's not dead. Thank you. Thank you. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, sisters. Yes. All right. We'll go ahead and get ready for the offering now. And brothers will come.
For us, Lord, for our sin, Lord. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, and we thank you for the new life that we have in you, Lord. Bless this service, Lord. Bless the pastor as he brings the word, Lord. That your spirit be among us, Lord. Also, we ask you, Lord, to bless the tithe and the offering, Lord. And there is any needs in the church, if somebody needs prayer, somebody sick or needs a job, Lord, you are also the provider, Lord.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, that you heal the sick, Lord. And one more time, Lord, I ask you for Sister Carter, that you bless her, Lord. I know her heart is with us, Lord. We ask you that you be with her, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask all this. Amen.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. As the adult choir gets ready to come, I am so glad you gave. Oh, thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
giving to the Lord.
Oh,
those hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Actually, I had something else that I wanted to do, but my choir is already here. Amen. You know what? This was something that the choir did not practice. But I just wanted to just do a little bit of it anyway. Amen. Our God is mighty to save. Amen. Anybody Amen. Believe that?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing a few choruses. Amen of that. Or maybe. Who does the lead on that? Got my leaders. Okay, y'all just let's just sing a little bit of that. Amen. Mighty to save. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
My God is mighty to save.
Yes, He is.
He is mighty to save.
Forever, forever.
God bless you. You can be seated. Let me just quickly just acknowledge a couple of things. Choir, y'all stay right where you are. We want to thank the Lord for Galliette Miguel. Is that right? Where is that at? Okay, God bless you. So good to have you with us on today. Amen. Invited by Sister Rolande. Amen. And also Adrian Wren family. Now, Adrian, God bless you. Adrian is an ex-co-worker of mine. Amen. I remember her. So good to have you with us on today.
Amen.
Adrian, God bless you. And we also have Daniel and Evelyn with us today. Robles, we thank God for that. After we sing the song, they have a baby that they like to dedicate, so we want to dedicate
Amen.
And I see my sister-in-law, Sister Tanya. Amen. So good to see her. Matthew Taylor. So good to have them in service on this Easter Sunday. And Brother Robert, so good to see you as well on this Easter Sunday. You know, we've been praying. We've been fasting for about 21 days up to this Easter time. And our prayer has been that God would just do something special for his people. I need something special for myself. And, you know, and I know that all of us here can stand another touch from the Lord.
Amen.
And my prayer is that it won't be just a day that we celebrate, but it will become a part of our lives.
Amen.
Amen. That if you are in a grave this morning, then Easter can happen for you.
Amen.
Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. And I believe the resurrection is the very person of the Lord Jesus. He's able to meet you here this morning. And I believe that there are some people that desire to come to church today, but just didn't have the strength to get here. He's still the resurrection in their situation. And we have this song that we want to present to you. After today, I pray that after God finishes this service, that whatever your condition is, you won't go back to the way that you used to be. But you'll keep going forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our prayer. Hallelujah. Let's sing with all of our hearts. I've been changed.
Delivered.
I found joy. Peace.
Grace.
And favor. I've been changed.
Deliver.
I found joy.
Peace.
Grace.
And favor.
Right now is the moment.
Today is the day.
I have waited
for this moment to come,
and I won't let it pass. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I can't go back.
To the way it used to be.
Hallelujah.
I won't go back.
Hallelujah.
To the way it used to be.
before your presence.
Came and changed me.
You know what? All my shame.
All my guilt.
Forgiven.
Forgiven.
No more chains.
No more chains.
Fear.
Fear.
My past is over.
My past.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's over.
Right now, at this moment.
Right now, in the moment.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
I've been changed. This morning, come on. For your presence, glory to God. Come on, confession out of your mouth. I won't go back.
I won't go back.
I can't go back.
To the way. Before
your presence. Come on, if you're walking this way. Say, I won't go back. Never going back.
Hallelujah.
I am never going back.
Hallelujah.
I am never going back to the way it was. Help me sing it now. Never
going back.
Say, I am never going
back.
Say, I am never
going back
to the way.
The way
is that your testimony?
Was.
Come on, help us say, never going back. I am never going back. Come on, somebody. Help us sing it. I'm never going back. Come on. To the way it was. Yeah. Today is my Easter. Never going back. The grave can't hold me any longer. Sickness can't hold me any longer. I'm never going back to the way it was. Come on. Lift your voice up. Take it up. Never going back. I am never going back.
Never going back.
Somebody praise him in this place. Somebody worship him. Somebody exalt him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing that song, let it just minister to those hearts that are out there in the seats. Say, never going back. I'm never going back. Let's just sing it as we go to our seats. Never going back. Everybody say, never. Oh,
I am never going back.
Say, to the way. Y'all help us sing it. Never going back. I'm never. Come on, say, never going back to the way. Sing with all your heart, say, never. Oh, say, to the way. Say it again, never going back. Oh, I am never. Say it again. Never going to the way. Sounds good. Just the voice. It's never going back. Hey. Oh. To the way. Never going back. Say. Never going to the way. One more time. Never going back. Say. Oh. To the way it was. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of Jesus. Glory. Glory. I wonder if I can get you to just testify to somebody. Say, I'm not going back to the way it was. I'm not going back to the way it was. No, 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 no. No, I'm not going back to the way it was. I'm tired of that way. I need a new way. So I'm not going back to the way it was. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I was telling the Sunday school class this morning, don't make a 360-degree turn. Don't do that. See, when you do a 360-degree turn, you do like this. You end up right where you started. But make a 180-degree turn and go back from whence you came. Never go back to the way it was. Let that be your testimony. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. My God, I tell you what, I got some things I got to do. I want to ask that Brother Daniel and Sister Evelyn if they would bring Olivia Annabelle Robles, and if Brother and Sister Robles would also come along with
amen, their first grandchild. Praise the Lord. Oh, we thank God. We certainly thank God for them. It's good to have them with us service on today. And man, you all just come right on up here. Amen. Brother Dan, you stand right here for me. Just turn and face me. Sister Robles, you stand on this side of your son. All right. You stand right there, Brother Robles. Let's just read the. This is good. Here we believe in dedicating the children back to the Lord. In Luke 18, our Lord speaks. In verse 15 says, they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for these parents, Daniel and Evelyn, coming to bring their little baby girl, Olivia Annabelle Robles, to give her back to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray for this couple. Let's pray for this child. Can I hold the baby? Oh, my. Praise the Lord. She is precious. Precious. Let's pray for Annabelle. Father God, we come before your presence. As parents have brought their little one, that you've given them, you bless the mother to have a successful delivery of this baby. Today, the father and mother brings the baby back to the house of God to be dedicated on this Easter Sunday. God, we ask that you would keep this child all the days of her life. The enemy will try to do all he can to destroy her, but Satan, you are a liar. We give this child back to the Lord Jesus today. Lord, let her be raised in a Christian home. Father, may the parents that sow godly principles into this child use her for your glory and your honor. Lord, we ask that you would just strengthen them as a family, that you, God, would just help them as they go along the way. We thank you, Lord, for this gift of life that you've given them. And bless the grandparents as they, Lord, are set here to raise this child. Lord, just give them strength and guidance and leading. There'll be times, Lord, where the children will need to lean on their parents to get instruction. We pray, Lord, that you just build this family unit. May they be united together as one, Lord, raising this child for your glory. We give her back to you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. They want to take a picture of you. Amen. Amen. Happy Easter. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for it's always precious, amen, when a little one is just come and present it back to the Lord like that. That's just so precious. God is a good God. God is a good God. He's doing some great things, amen, in our midst, and we're just excited about that. Amen, so excited. All right, a few more things that I need to make mention of to you, and then I'll try to go right into our sermon today, and I promise I'll try not to keep you too long. I'll just cut things short since I've been taking so much of your time, but I'm just let God have his way today. Amen. We want to wish our brother Wisdom a happy birthday. He celebrated birthday on Friday. Amen. So happy belated birthday to Brother Wisdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know my brother celebrated a birthday, and Brother Shane in South Africa, he celebrated one. Amen. We just thank God for all those birthdays. Just so the church know, you'll see this sitting out on the in the foyer area there. Sister Rolande made these cards for the church, and you know, when you want to invite somebody to church, you can give them one of these cards. It kind of talks about why we should go to church, you know, why we need to be fed by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and then even just introducing somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. She just put so many scriptures on the back of the card that talk about salvation, and I think this is important. I was kind of given a Sunday school class a little lesson. I just want to say, if you was talking to somebody about being saved, what scripture would you start out with? And at John 3:16, say any more, and you know, they start working with me a little bit. I say, you know, we're not prepared. I say, if I was to ask you what scripture, amen, fulfills the ministry of Brother Branham, you know, in the scripture, what scriptures is that? They start quoting them like crazy. Revelation 10, Revelation 3, Malachi, you know, 4. And see, this is our issue. We have kind of, you know, we know the message, but now we got to get back to some of the basics. And we got to first preach Jesus to the people. Amen. After they get Jesus, then they can accept the messengers. Then they can also understand where they are in God's economy, you know. But first, you got to know Jesus. You got to be introduced to Jesus. So, you know, she put that together, and I thought it was very, very nice. I want to encourage you to take one. Just have it there. And as God would just lead you up, I made a statement last week. There's a number in Palm Beach County, 4% of the population of Palm Beach County go to church. 4%. That means 96% of the people that live next door to you, are you bumping into in the grocery store, are not going to church. All right? And not only that, I mean, what that 96% represents as far as the terms of number, that means 1,200,000 people are not going to church. Church, we got to do something about that. Amen. We shouldn't just keep this all to ourselves. Let's share the love that God has given us. Share it with somebody else. Amen. Don't hold it. Somebody needs the freedom that you're experiencing. Somebody needs the hope that you have. Don't be afraid to share the love of Jesus with them. So we want to encourage you all to do that. And we've given you some material that you can use to help encourage people in the faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I think, announcements next week. We will be going to Sarasota, so just keep us in prayer. There will be service here at the church. There will be service here. We will have Brother Gene Gabo coming in from Orlando. He'll be preaching for us on Friday night. We have a youth service coming up on Friday night. And then Sunday morning, Brother Gene will be here to preach for the church. So please keep that in prayer and be here just to support the service. We will have church. There'll be no Sunday school, but we will have service on next Sunday. After service today, we have two events. We're going over to Pinnacle Palms, and we're going to be ministering to the residents there, amen, just so that they can have an Easter service as well. We'll be over there at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then following that, Brother Wesco has a concert tonight at his church, Rapture and Faith Tabernacle, and we'll be going there for the concert. So keep that in mind. I want to appreciate every special that was sang here today. I was really blessed by Brother Wisdom and Sister Wisdom. I'm listening to them, and I say, boy, Brother Wisdom, he giving everything he got on that one. So. you know, it's one thing when you feel the song, you can tell when a person feels it, you know. And I say, that's all right. I say, that's real good, you know. But we appreciate all that was done here in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know I heard Sister Burrs. I heard Beverly. I heard the young sisters. Amen. I heard, yeah, Gabby, that was all right. You was feeling that one too. Amen. Boy, when one go like that, the other one say, I ain't going up there. I said, I'm going to sit on down right. Just take my name off the list, because that's it right there. The anointing is here. You know, but Sister Gabby, we appreciate that. God richly bless you. Amen. So we have a prayer request before we go into the Word of God. Sister Burrs is asking prayer for my father, amen. Brother Burrs, where's Brother? Okay, we'll pray for him. Want to ask the church, please be in prayer for him. My dad has to have surgery on Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. You all been, if you talk to him, you can hear that his throat, just something there in his throat that's been bothering him, trying to take his voice away. And my daddy is a man full of wisdom, and the devil would show like to stop him from talking. See? Amen. But we bind that devil in the name of Jesus. Amen. And, you know, so we want to ask that you all put it on your telephones and just pray that God would just be with him in the midst of the surgery. You know, he'll have a speedy recovery, you know, and, you know, actually we also pray that, hey, you know, the Lord can remove it before the doctors can. God can remove it before the doctors can. All God needs is what we call a nick of time. That's all God needs, is a nick of time. See, I mean, he'll move just like that. So, you know, we want to keep Brother Burrs in prayer, amen, for his surgery there on Tuesday at 7:30 a.m. Don't ever take it for granted when you do go for surgery. Don't take that lightly. I was reading an article and they were saying how people, they opening people up and leaving foreign objects inside of the people's bodies. And so your body, when something attacks it that's not supposed to be there, your body will just go into attack mode to try to get rid of whatever it is that's there. It'll attack it. And God designed it to do that. You know, you got what we call little soldiers. You know, them white cells, and I mean, they would attack things for you. You know, that's a blessing. But when you got some foreign object, something that they left and they weren't supposed to leave, that everybody don't know what to do with that. You know, so just, you know, you got to pray. You don't want nobody talking on the telephone or sending text messages and checking Facebook while they operating on you, because they done did the operation so many times, they get that way. Look, you get that way when you drive. I'm the same way. I was driving, this little fellow, and I said, I got to send this text to my wife real quick. But I start trying to text, that man hit me. I said, man, I'm in the car with you. You can't be doing that while I'm in the car. I'm in the passenger seat, man. You got to pay attention. See? Amen. But it ain't nothing but the truth. It's easy for us to get wrapped up. Y'all, that wasn't my fault. Yes, it was your fault you was in that accident. You was texting. You didn't tell them people that. But that's what happened. You was texting, and that's what caused the accident. Oh, my God. But, you know, we need to just pray before we do anything. Let's just acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, and he'll direct our paths. So as we just stand this morning, we'll read a scripture, and I will... I think I'm going to have to change some things just to kind of speed up time here a little bit today. Happy Easter to each and every one of you. Amen. We're so glad to have you here on this Easter Sunday. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5 and read from there. Also, just so that you know, here on our cross, we have these little cards there on the front table as well. These are just prayer requests that we're nailing to the cross. And as God answers those requests, we're taking those requests off the cross. Amen. So if you have something that you want to nail to the cross, feel free to do that. Amen. And we'll just keep it in prayer. But make sure when God answers it, you come take it off the cross. Amen. Come take it off the cross. So thank the Lord. Revelation 5 is where I want to read from today. And I'll just start at verse 7. And we'll go from there. Thank you, Jesus. It says this, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. God, as we come before your grace, your mercy, your throne, Lord, we pray that you just bless our hearts on this Easter morning. We have certainly been under expectation and anticipation for this day. So much to celebrate, so many special things that happen already in this service. And as we would just endeavor to Lord, just speak the word of God, we pray that you would just bring and quicken what we need to hear today. Minister to every heart, to every need. We also want to lift up our precious brother Burrs, Lord, the enemy attacking him in his body. He's preparing this week, Lord, for surgery. But we believe that before the doctor's hand touches his body, Lord, you can remove whatever that condition is. God, we believe it. And Lord, we even ask for it, that you would remove it, Lord. Before the doctor's hand touches body, let that be removed. Whatever it is, let it be removed, God. And Lord, we just trust that you would just get the glory and the honor out of this situation. We're careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Praise God. I want to just kind of take for a topic today, amen, aftermath. Amen, aftermath. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And, you know, one thing that we need to kind of understand about Easter, what separates this from all the other religions, and, you know, many don't even celebrate Easter. Now, let me tell you something. Easter has nothing to do with a bunny rabbit.
That's right. That's right.
Easter has nothing to do with painted eggs.
Right?
I mean, you know, this egg thing done got so far out of hand that we were driving down the street on yesterday or the day before, driving down the street. No, it's Friday. And here at one of these gentlemen-only clubs, they got an Easter egg hunt. What that got to do with Jesus? See, we done took the focus completely off the Lord Jesus and what he did, and it's become pagan. Amen. It's just pagan. So, you know, we want to bring the attention and put it right back on the Lord, because this is the day that we celebrate that our Lord and Savior rose from the grave.
Amen.
Now, look, just like everybody else had great leaders. Amen. What separated Jesus from everybody else is that on Easter, he actually did what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
Amen. One of the things that he promised was in John 2:19. You don't have to worry about getting this. I'm going to read it real quick. John 2:19 says, Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. On Easter, he proved and did what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
John 10:17 through 18 says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. Amen. That I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Amen. And on Easter is when he laid it down and picked it up again. Amen. And this is what separates our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from any other religious leader. Amen. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He was the one that built the bridge for us to get from earth back to glory. Amen. We come from God. We're going back to God. Jesus is the bridge that we got to cross to get there. Amen. There is no other way. It's only through Christ. See? Amen. So, you know, we want to try to bring the focus and the attention back on the Lord Jesus. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's all through Christ. We thank God for him being born. We thank God for him living. We thank God for him dying. But if it would have stopped right there, he would have been just like any other man.
All right.
The Bible declares that if there be no resurrection,
yes,
then we are without hope.
Yes.
So I thank God this morning we have hope, because our Lord and our Savior rose again. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have to be bound anymore because of what Jesus did.
Amen.
He set the captives free.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that, church. We have something to celebrate. And Easter is, unfortunately, amen, should not be minimized to just one day of going to church. Amen. Easter should be celebrated. You know, the reason that we go to church on Sunday, because the Sabbath day is actually Saturday. All right. But the reason we go to church on Sunday is because we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. He rose on the day after the Sabbath, which would have been Sunday. So that's why we go to church on Sunday, because we're celebrating his resurrection. Amen. Every Sunday, not just one Sunday out of a year, but every Sunday. And let me tell you now, in the book of Luke, we come through this already. We found in the scripture where the Bible say Jesus went to church as it was his custom. Amen. It was a custom. Anytime something becomes a custom, you always doing it. Amen. So, you know, when Jesus went to church every Sunday, that tells us that we can't stand before God at the end and give him some excuse as to why we don't go to church. Because Jesus went to church every Sunday, it was his custom. Amen. I got to invoke you this morning. Amen. Amen. I got to invoke you. We don't want you to just be, you know, don't just be what I call them, CEOs. Don't be that. Don't be a CEO in the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, in the world, if you want to be a CEO for some business, yeah, be a CEO and then pay tithes on the money that you make. But when it comes to God, don't be a CEO. You know what a CEO is? Christmas, Easter only. Don't do that. Don't do that with God. Amen. Jesus died so we can go to church a lot more than just two times a year. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know I ain't got no CEOs because, you know, after the day, I ain't going back to the way it used to be. That's what I already know that. That's your testimony. I ain't going back to the way it used to be. I'm going to be faithful to God because I know what he did for me. Couldn't nobody do it but Jesus. And look, get your eyes off of people that done fail you in church. Amen. Don't be worried about that. I mean, you know, sometimes all them phony and fake people, God looking for one person real. You the real one. Amen. So get your eyes off the fake and the phony and you be real. You be the example for other people to follow. Amen. Stop standing home criticizing everybody else. You be a Christian. Come on, somebody. He died for you. He rose for you. Amen. He did it all just for me. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, the resurrection, we celebrate that on today. Our Lord and Savior raising from the grave and, you know, proving the things that he said he would do. But I'm more concerned here about the aftermath. Now, what is the aftermath? The definition of this word is the consequences or after effects of an event, especially when it's unpleasant. The consequences or the after effects of an event, especially when it's unpleasant. Now, we know that our Lord and Savior going to the cross to die for our sins because he was not guilty. Amen. They found no fault in him. There was no reason why Jesus should have been on that cross. The only reason he went to the cross is because, amen, he took our sins and bore them, amen, right to the cross. There were great consequences or after effects of this event. This was a very unpleasant. This was not an easy death, amen. He suffered tremendously, you know, for our sins. And, you know, sometimes we look at these little movies that they put out. The movie could never really depict what really happened on that day. Amen. Our Lord and Savior stripped naked, embarrassed before the public with nails in his hands and nails in his feet. Church, you would never want to go through anything like that. You never even want to see your worst enemy go through anything like that. But here he did it just for you. When he was there in the garden of Gethsemane, he was praying, saying he knew what he was approaching, what he was facing, saying, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass. Let it be some other way that we can make this thing happen. Let us find another way. He said, but he come to the spot where he said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. This was a tremendous act that our Lord and Savior went through just for us. Even there on that day, many of the Jews that he came to, the Bible says he came to his own and his own received not. He came and they're yelling for crucify him, give us Barabbas rather than Jesus. Now, I want you to understand something. Barabbas' first name was Jesus. Jesus Barabbas. They was asking for the wrong Jesus. See, and they took Jesus Barabbas rather than Jesus the Christ. Amen. This morning, I want to ask you, which one are you taking? Amen. Are you taking Jesus Barabbas or are you taking Jesus the Christ? Which one are you standing with this morning? He didn't have to do this. He did this of his own free will. He willingly laid his life down because he knew that was the only way that we could be saved. Now, I want you to just kind of follow me because as we go back to this scripture here in Revelation chapter 5, I want you to see something in the scripture. Let's start at verse 1, and I want to just kind of paint a picture for you. If you just stay with me, I want to paint this picture. When God created Adam and Eve, he first created them male and female. They were in spirit, they were one. But after God put Adam in a body of flesh, he saw that Adam was alone, and then he took a rib out of Adam's side, and from that he formed woman from that rib that was in Adam's side, and he gave flesh to that woman, and there he took the feminine spirit out of Adam, and he put it in Eve. Now, we might as well just be real this morning. They used to say it in my day, God did not make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. All right. Amen. So ain't no sense in us going around saying we got to accept this lifestyle. It's a lie from hell. We do not have to accept that type of lifestyle. God did not do that in the beginning. That's the devil that done got in and perverted people. Amen. Amen. People are perverted nowadays with that type of thinking. God did not make it that way at the beginning. Amen. See? Amen. So, you know, here God takes the feminine spirit out of Adam, so we should never see man with that feminine spirit. You know, Brother Branham said, you see a young man, amen, acting like a pretty boy, so you better watch him. So you better watch him. He'll never want to get dirty. You know, I mean, he afraid of anything that looked like dirt. He afraid of it. You better watch him. Amen. Ain't nothing but the truth. Amen. Little girl want to act like and run with the boys. Now, I'm going to tell you, when you about this high, you can't really tell. You know, you just kind of doing what everybody else doing. But there's a certain point in time in your life where things should begin to change. Amen. I guess I ain't going to get too many amens on that. But ain't nothing but the truth in it. At some point in time, these things should begin. You should just see that shift. She want to be more of a lady. I mean, I know, you know, my youngest daughter, man, she was rough. You know, I mean, she could play with Caleb like the other ones couldn't play. And I mean, she was, I mean, boy, if you want to fight, she'll fight. Whatever you want to do, we can do right here. That's the way she was. But then it got to a little spot in her life where, you know, she wanted to kind of fix her hair up a little different. She wanted to wear different type of shoes. And I heard Brother Caleb say, Scruffy, don't go. Scruffy, no. See, we can see the shift. We can see the change that was taking place in her life. If she would have stayed where she was, I'd have to preach a little different. When Scruffy say, I'm getting ready to leave, I say, it's good for Scruffy to leave, right? On. Leave Scruffy behind. Them days is past. Time for you to start acting different, looking different, thinking different. Time for you to be different. She went from being Scruffy to being Sarah. Princess. Amen. A princess can't act like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what happened there at the beginning is that, you know, a sin came into the garden. After God had made Eve from Adam's rib, he formed the woman and took the feminine spirit and put it in there. Eve got introduced to something there. Now, I need you to understand it was not an apricot. It was not an apple. There's no way a person can eat an apple and get pregnant. If they can, you show me the apple. Show me the apricot, the one that they can eat and get pregnant by. You cannot eat fruit and get pregnant like that. So look, if you know how people get pregnant today, that's exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden. Now, don't let nobody tell you nothing different, because Eve ate, introduced Adam. He ate, then they recognized they was naked. Which fruit today would cause people to recognize that they naked? It don't exist. So let's just stop with that. Let's stop lying to people in church. Ain't no Easter bunny. Ain't no tooth fairy. I put that money underneath your pillow. Right? Ain't no Santa Claus. I'm the one buying them presents. Huh? Tell people the truth. If we tell them the truth now, then they won't doubt Jesus. But we keep lying to them about all these fictional characters. Now they don't know if Jesus is real or not. Hallelujah. So let's just set it straight right now. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is not the Christmas message, but since I might not see you to... All right, I'm going to just leave you alone. The aftermath. The aftermath. What happened there on... Amen. After the fall took place in the garden. Amen. There was some events that transpired. Let's pick this up in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Now, you need to understand that when they fell... When God told them, the day you eat thereof, that's the day that you die. What they did was separated themselves from God. They separated. They created a separation, a chasm. Amen. From a man and God. No, I mean, even that day when God used to come down to the cool of the evening and he would come and have church with Adam and Eve. But on this day after the fall, Adam took off running and God was looking for him. Why you ain't in church, Adam? What's going on? And Adam, he yelled out through the garden, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where are you? How come I don't see you in church no more, Adam? What's going on in your life? Adam, what happened here, Adam? Oh, well, Lord, the woman that you gave me, she's the one that caused all this. And they just begin to pass the buck. And so Eve say, well, it was that serpent that you put in the garden. That's why I'm in the condition. No, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. Stop blaming everybody else. Lord, it's me, God. I stand in need of you. The aftermath is where we want to try to get to if we can. Now, just stay with me here in the scripture. This was a bleak condition, a bleak situation. There was no hope for man. A chasm created, a separation created. Man is here, God is there, and we need to bridge this gap somehow. Look at this. Revelation 5 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Amen. This book that we're looking at here in the scripture is the book of redemption. And what we mean by this is this book has names inside of it. Every person that would ever walk the face of the earth that would recognize Jesus as Lord and Savior, their name is sitting inside this book. Amen. Their name is inside this book. Now Adam was given, amen, the authority to be fruitful and multiply. Adam would have brought us forth at some point in time, amen, on earth. We would have came, we were members already in that book, and we would have came, amen, God's perfect way. Whether it would have been spoken word, or even if he would have come the same way we come now, it would have been all right with God. Oh, I can say that. The Bible says marriage is honorable in the bed undefiled. So when things are done within the marriage, God accepts it. When it's done outside the marriage, you better be careful. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And see what happened there at the beginning, I might as well just be honest with you. The fall was adultery. That's what happened. It was adultery. Eve tipped out on her marriage vow. Oh, my. And then came and introduced Adam to it. Then realized when she introduced Adam to it, she was already pregnant. Oh, my. Oh, boy. Oh, ain't that something? We in there now. It's Easter. She was already pregnant and didn't realize what was going on the inside of her. All right? And see, now, had Adam not did Adam willfully sin. Now, you need to understand, Cain, nowhere in the scripture does it show that Cain was Adam's son. When you look at the lineage, you always see Abel or you see Seth, but you will not see Cain. Amen. Cain was not Adam's son. The Bible plainly declares that Cain was of the wicked one. Right. Who is the wicked one? Right. Satan. Amen. Satan was in the garden? Yeah. Yes, dwelling in the serpent. Yes, right. Yes, y'all don't believe Satan to go into animals? Go read about the maniac of Gadara. And see what them demons said. Oh, yeah. Don't cast us just into just out into space. Let us go into the swine.
That's right.
Satan will use whatever he can use to get his work accomplished. Amen. All right. Now let me try to get back on track. But I guess that was free. That's not a part of the Easter sermon, but that was free. Amen. Here in the aftermath, all right? So here says that this book is a book of redemption. This book has all the names of the people that are going to be redeemed, all the people that's going to come to earth and accept what the Lord Jesus did for them, amen, at Calvary. Look, verse 2 says, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Who can open this book of redemption? And look, no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Now, this is very, very important. No matter how holy the man might have been, Moses was there, Isaiah was there, Jeremiah was there, Adam was there. You name all these great prophets of old. John the Baptist, everybody right there, but not one of them worthy to even look on this book. Let alone take the book. You couldn't even look on the book. You couldn't even see it. No man was worthy. Now, this is a hopeless situation. I need you to stay with me this morning. This is a hopeless situation when we see that no one is worthy. Watch what John does when he sees that no one is worthy. John in verse 4 says, and I wept much. He began to cry uncontrollably because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now, let me just inject something here. Hopeless situation. Just pull that down for me. We'll go back to that in a second. Hopeless situation. I want to talk about the aftermath. Last week we brought to your attention there was about 100 years ago, there was a great boat that they thought was invincible. And they said to themselves that not even God could sink this ship. And when they built this boat called the Titanic, when they built this boat, they were in such a hurry to build this boat that the man that was designed said, you know what, we don't have enough life rafts on the boat to take care of the people just in case we have a problem with it. They say, man, don't worry about all them life rafts. We only putting them up there just to try to appease the people. But we know this boat can't sink. Say, this won't sink. And see, sometimes you live life that way because you think that your ship can't sink. Let me tell you something. When the way the Titanic went down is that they just proved about 100 years later there was what we call a super moon. And this super moon created some tidal waves so big that it broke off glaciers way up north somewhere. And if you look on the internet and just look up super moon, you'll see that these glaciers start floating up. And as they start floating up, they start coming right back down this way. And they floated down to a certain point where God had them glaciers coming to a certain... The Titanic was coming this way, and the glaciers was coming this way.
All right.
The glaciers started coming down in the month of January.
All right.
The Titanic took its first cruise in the month of April. So for 4 months, God had something planned.
All right. All right.
There was going to be an intersection.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You might think you're getting away with some stuff today. But God got something for you. And after we hit this junction, there's going to be some aftermath. There's going to be some after effects from, amen, this collision that's about to take place. Here the Titanic, they say, oh, it's not going to shake. And I want you to know this, the captain on this ship, this was supposed to be his last journey. So I'm going to take this and, you know, I'm going to take this particular job, but this is going to be my last one. I'm not taking any more boats. So here he come and they got word from different people saying, hey, there's ice up there. There's ice up there. There's ice. They say, we're seeing ice in areas that we've never seen before. There's ice ahead. There's ice ahead. There's a boat that's already gone through, and there's a boat behind them, but the boat behind them say, we're going to stop. We're not going to try to take on this ice. I want to talk to you a little bit about this aftermath. Listen, just stay with me. Stay with me. Amen. On this, you know, they say we're not gonna listen to, amen, the reports of everybody else. We actually believe this boat can go right on through the ice. We're not even thinking about what they say. They eventually told the people, just shut up, stop sending us messages. Stop, leave us alone. We on the Titanic. This boat will not sink. Church, as they were going forward, I told you all the story last week. Eventually they thought they curved and they hit the ice. They thought they got away from it, but underneath that ice, the glacier that they thought they would see standing up, the glacier that actually turned underneath the water. And when it turned underneath the water, they couldn't see that. And they hit that ice, and it put a nice gash in the side of that boat, and before they know it, with about midnight, about 4 hours, that boat just began to sink. They got some people off the boat, but 1,500 people out in the middle of ice, in the middle of the ocean, 1,500 people died on this boat, the Titanic, a boat that man sold as unsinkable. 1,500 people died on the first voyage. The aftermath. The aftermath is that before the boat went down, there were a few people that got off in some lifeboats. And even though they didn't fill the boats up, they still put enough in that some people would be able to tell the story as to what happened. And what I found out is a little over 700 people was able to get off the boat and into these little boats and just kind of, but they're still out there in the middle of nowhere. The aftermath is, and I need you to kind of see this morning because this is the perfect type. Imagine yourself being out there on this Titanic, being just as either you going down with the ship or you one that done got off and you still out there. You can't row one of them little lifeboats all the way back to shore. You still in a hopeless situation. Come on. You might be in a lifeboat today trying to row back to shore, but you in a hopeless situation. You cannot do this on your own. You're going to need some help. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to need some help with somebody to help you deal with your sickness. You're going to need some help, somebody to help you pay your bills sometime. You're going to need some help sometime in life. Somebody to help you with the problems of life. Somebody's got to be able to come to your aid. You got to recognize you need help. These people were out there just, they saw the Titanic just in hours just go down. It just began to tilt up like this. Everybody rushing to the top of the boat, but the boat just tilted. Eventually, the boat broke in half. And there's a young man sitting out there just watching the whole thing. People seeing young kids seeing their fathers die because the men tried to let all the women get off. They women and children off, but the men staying on there. There were people that they blocked in and wouldn't let them. They were third-class passengers, wouldn't let them come out of a certain area. Look, the devil trying to keep you blocked in. He won't let you come out of certain areas in your life. But I'm going to tell you, when they finally got to New York, there were some people that was blocked in, but they made it out somehow. And I don't care what you got to do to get out of whatever you in, but fight for your life. Fight for your life. Tell the devil, I'm coming out of this thing and I'm not going back to the way things used to be. I'm not going back. That's got to be your testimony. Hallelujah. They were in a situation where there, you know, there was no hope for them. But before Titanic went down, there was a man sending a message. It said, "Help, we are on the Titanic." Same guy that was yelling, "Shut up, leave us alone." Now he's sending a message, "Help, that we're on the Titanic and it's going down. The boat is sinking. We need help." And there was a boat. I'm talking about the aftermath. There was another boat that was on its way somewhere else. Its name was the Carpathia. And it was on its way somewhere else. I got a destination that I'm trying to reach, but there was a young man sitting there at the operator, and he saw this distress message come. They were sending all kind of flares. The flares just stopped going after a while. People thought, well, we'll get to them in the morning. But nobody came to their rescue. But Carpathia was miles away. Carpathia said, we go in another direction. But a man got the message. And when he got the message, he looked. He said, "Captain, we just got a distress signal from the Titanic. We got to get down there and help those people. Somebody said they need help. The boat is going down." The captain immediately changed directions and began to move in the direction of the Titanic. Come on, I believe the captain. Jesus Christ is the captain. And he's changing directions this morning. He's moving in your direction this morning. Whatever you have need of, Jesus Christ is here to get it to you. He's not going to leave you out there to sink in, amen, in the ground out there. He's not going to leave you like that. He'll change directions. He'll leave his throne in glory. He'll leave the Easter message just to get something to you. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. He wants to resurrect you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Stay with me this morning. This is the aftermath. After this young man gets the message, he says, I got to get to where they are. Captain, please, there's a distress signal. We got to get over there to the Titanic. Here they come rolling up. Titanic start going down about 12 in the about midnight, and it was gone by 1,500 people. Gone, just like that. But these 700 that are just sitting out in the boats just wondering what in the world that happened. Imagine yourself. There was a man that was supposed to be on the boat. His name was J.P. Morgan. Supposed to be there, but at the last minute, something happened, and his reservation was canceled. See, sometimes you think things be going wrong. But God be working all the time. There was four boys, I believe three or four boys in a family. And they were, the story was is that some kind of way they missed the boat, but it came out that they was too drunk. They was drinking overtime. And they missed the time that the boat was supposed to go, even in their drunken stupor. Even in their drunken stupor, God was still watching over them boys. Can I just say it this morning? I don't care how messed up your life is. God has still been watching over you. In the aftermath, somebody is always saved. Do you get me? In the aftermath, somebody's life is always spared. In the aftermath of Calvary, somebody's life should be saved. Somebody's life should be spared from a devil's hell. Because God did not create hell for you. But he created hell for the devil and his angels. But the reason, amen, the scripture says that hell hath enlarged its mouth. Because so many people want to go to hell. They're doing everything they can to get there. God had to expand it so they can get there. But if you want to be free, if you want to be saved in the aftermath, just receive what the Lord Jesus got in store for you today. Hallelujah. They were sitting here, 700 people scattered in boats, lifeboats all over the place, hopeless situation, just scattered in lifeboats. As they're sitting here, they're, oh my, what in the world are we going to do? They have no equipment to send no message to nobody. Who's going to know that they're even out here? Icebergs everywhere, cold as I don't know what. Frostbite is getting some of them. What are we going to do? Come on, you're in the same condition. Some of us in the same condition. We're in a hopeless situation. We don't recognize it, but God has a way of letting us know where you at ain't going to work. You're going to need Jesus, the risen Savior. Here they are sitting in these lifeboats. What are we going to do? And before they know it, they're in the aftermath. Here comes this boat that's blowing a horn. Oh, my, how in the world? Who know we out here like this? He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you've been going through. And listen, he didn't send Carpathia. He sent Jesus. His only son. Hallelujah. Carpathia just blowing the horn. We're coming to your rescue. And these 700 people, they done changed their course, their direction, to get to these 700 people, to get them up off the out the ocean. Uh-huh. Put them on the ship. Uh-huh. And we're going to take you to your destination. Y'all were supposed to be going to New York. We're going to take you to New York. It took about 3 days before they got there. Come on, somebody. 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. How long did it take for Jesus to complete the work? 3 days, this thing was done. Sin had lost its grip. Hell had lost its grip. And I'm so glad, you know, our Lord and Savior went down the hill. See, in them 3 days when he went to the cross and said, it is finished, it didn't just stop there. He went down to hell, preached to the souls that were in prison, those that, you know, that didn't listen to the word of God in their day. He preached them, said, didn't I send y'all prophets, tell y'all that I was coming? Why didn't y'all believe the word? Preached to them souls that was in prison. Then he went to, you know, he went down to, where Satan was and say, Satan, you know, I done paid the price. Satan said, you know, I got him now. Say, you know, when Adam died, I thought I had you. When Isaiah died, I thought I had you. When Jeremiah, I thought, Moses, I thought for sure I had you in them prophets. And John the Baptist, he was the closest thing to you, but I knew I had you there. But you know what? I realized I didn't have you, but now I got you. Jesus looked the devil in the eye, pushed him down. So I paid the price. And with my blood, that blood that's still dripping from the cross, you can no longer hold these people in bondage anymore. So I come to set Isaiah free. I come to set David free. I come to set Jeremiah free. I come to set this person free. And not only them that's already died, but them in the future that's got their name in that book. I come to set Jack Duff free. Come on, put your name there. I come to set Brother Wisdom free. I come to set Brother Donnie free. I come to set Caleb free. I come to set Brother Burns free. Come on, I come to set Brother Kenny free. I come to set them free. My blood has paid the price. Satan, you can no longer hold them. In the aftermath, somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be saved. Somebody's going to be set free because of the aftermath. Hallelujah. I come to set Robert free. Come on, I come to set Andrew free. I come to set Mike free. I come to set Daniel free. Come on, put your name in there. Came to set the captive free.
in the aftermath. The aftermath that come to set them free. Satan, you can't hold the ones that's here, and you also ain't going to be able to hold the future ones. Once they get a revelation of what I did before they were even born. The Bible say Jesus died for us before we were even born. While we were yet sinners, Christ died. I come to set them free. I don't care what they're going through right now. I still came to set them free. He did something. He pushed the devil down. Then he, see, when man was separated from God, this thing called death, nobody could overcome that. Everybody was defeated by death. I don't care how great he was as a man of God, he was defeated by death. But now, because of what Jesus did, he went and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Satan, they belong to me now. Put them on his side, went and loosed the prisoners that were in paradise. Remember that thief on the cross? Let me just talk about him just a little bit. This thief, this is my imagination. My imagination. Can I work with it just a little bit? This thief that was on the cross, there were many times that his mom and daddy would say, son, you going to church tonight? Yeah. You know Jesus preaching. Yeah, mama, I don't heard so much about him. I want to go with him. And maybe as he's preparing to go to service, that friend of his. Oh, you know that friend of yours. You know that friend of yours. Everybody got friends like that. Here you designed to do right, and that friend of yours will get you to doing wrong all over again. And they just have a way of pulling you right back in the stuff that you don't desire to be in. Come on, somebody! He come to set you free from that friend and give you some new friends. Oh, hallelujah. But here that, you know, that friend of his, come on, man, one more time. Oh, man, please, man. I told my mom I was going to church. Man, church? Why are you going to go to church, man? Do you know what the day is? Good Friday. We should be having a good time. I'm just joking. But here, you know, and maybe this is what he said. Man, this is, man, let's just enjoy ourselves. But this day they get caught. And when they get caught, the punishment is death. But time and time, maybe he's been missing the services that he's been trying to get to. Anybody feel that way? I've been trying to get here, Pastor. I've been trying to get here. But yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something today. The devil that has been trying to stop you from coming, that devil's not on you right now. It's not on you right now. It's not on you right now. That devil has actually walked out. The scriptures say, these devils leave on their own. They on their own accord, they will leave you. They will actually leave you for a season. They'll be gone. I mean, they will not, they're not here. They can't come to church. They know not to come to church. They'll get cast out in church. So them devils say, I ain't going to church. But what I do, I wait for you. When you get out of church, I'll be here. I'll be here waiting on you now. Okay, you hold steady. I'll be here when you get back. But you got to look the devil in the eye. Tell the devil, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed me. Come on. Never going back. I am never going back. I am never going back to the way it was. Come on, you got to speak that out of your own mouth. Hallelujah. Man, I feel like jumping. I feel like running. Somebody's going to be delivered in this place today. Woo! Hallelujah. This is the aftermath. This is the results of Calvary. This is the after effect. People get delivered. People get set free. People get saved.
in the aftermath. Oh God. That thief got caught that day. And he probably thinking to himself, man, I guarantee if I would have ever went to one of them services that Jesus was at, I would not be here today. Now look at me, man. I ain't even do nothing wrong. I'm guilty by... Thank you for helping me preach. I'm guilty by association. Just hanging with the wrong people done got me in trouble. That's why you got to separate from some folks. Some folks don't mean you no good. I'm sorry. I can't hang out with y'all no more. Your appetite is not like my appetite. Come out here just trying to be like one of y'all. I am not one of y'all. You don't even know the stuff that I know. You've never been exposed to the things that I've been exposed to. So I can't expect you to act like I act. All right. This young man probably, oh my. I wish I would have went to church that night. Mom and daddy asked me about going to church. This man got me out here like this. I can't believe it. Telling me we ought to celebrate. It's getting ready to be Good Friday. I'm getting ready. Didn't even know I'm getting ready to die on Good Friday. He heard there was another prisoner. Y'all ain't gonna die up by yourself. It's gonna be a third man dying with y'all. Third man? Well, what he did? He ain't do nothing. What he died for? He ain't do nothing. Well, I mean, I wonder what his name is. I wonder who this fella is. Man. Well, might as well just go ahead, take it like a man. I did the crime. I got to do the time. Take it and get up there and go on to the cross. Next thing you know, he realized, wait a minute. The fella that mom and him told me to go here preach, he dying at the same time I'm dying. Boy, I don't know how I'm going to get into this, but man, I just wish I could somehow say a word. Wish I could get a word in right now. I know he getting ready to die, but only he can help me. I know this the last time. So he come to the cross, but he didn't know what to say. He just all bothered up on the inside. Then this friend said, hey, Jesus. Why don't you save yourself? And in the midst of it, save us. Now, I'm going to tell you, that man there had no intention of changing his life. Some people just want to serve God for his benefits. But I'm talking about serving God when things get rough. When it's aches and pains in your body, you believe in him for healing, but you ain't been healed yet. Will you still serve God? When they threaten to take the car from you, will you still serve God? If I got to walk to church, then I just walk to church. If I got to catch the bus, then I catch the bus. But I ain't going to let nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. This man say, man, why don't you save us? And there it was. His friend just got the release that he wanted. Man, hush. This man ain't done nothing wrong. Me and you, we know why we dying. This man didn't do nothing wrong. Leave him alone. You always messing with somebody. That's why we dying now. Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom. Just that's all I'm asking. I know I'm wrong. I'm guilty. Would you please remember me? Jesus on the cross just looks at him. This day. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next year. This day. Right now is the moment. Today is the day. I've been changed. I've been changed. Now listen to this. I have waited for this moment to come, and I won't let it pass me by. I can hear. Oh, Jesus! That thief on the cross, I ain't gonna let this pass me by. Somebody gotta have the same determination today. I ain't gonna let this service pass me by. God, I need you to do something for me today. Hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment. I'm not going to let it pass me by. Woo! I don't care how hopeless it looks. All God needs is a nick of time. Just one blink of your eye, the whole situation can change. Just one blink of your eye, the whole situation can change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are things that happen in the aftermath. Somebody was saved at a cross. Somebody got delivered from paradise. These are things that happen in the aftermath. Carpathia saved 700 people. They should have died, but they were spared. You should have died, but you've been spared. The blood of Jesus Christ has spared you. Let me wind it down. Let me finish reading the scripture. I'm just going to read. I ain't going to preach no more. I'm going to try not to. I know y'all ready to go eat. I know y'all ready to go eat. Chicken dinners. Yes, ma'am! What type of effect has Calvary had on you? What kind of effect? What's the aftermath of this? What's the after effect of what Jesus did at the cross? What type of effect has that had on you? When them people got off Titanic, there were some men say, "Dear, you go on." They just need all the men to stay back to kind of help, but you go on. I'll catch up with you later. There's some other men knew that they was getting ready to lose their life, but they still kind of talked their wife up and kids, go ahead and get on off. There was one particular situation where the maid come and woke the whole family up. Y'all better get up, get up, get up. They could see the water rising. Y'all better get up. So this boat ain't going to sink. Don't you ever come wake me up out of my sleep again. Died with his whole family there. But there were some folk that knew what was getting ready to happen. They jumped off that Titanic and landed inside a boat. Now, there's another boat that just went down just here recently. I think over in Italy or something like that. The captain of that boat say he just so happened to fall into one of the lifeboats. He just so happened to fall. That man was driving that boat full speed and hit a rock. Boom! And they say, "Oh my goodness, I done hit a rock." Things start tilting like this. That man done saw the Titanic, I'm telling you. Fell ashore. You know what? I just have to deal with it later on. But right now, I'm going to get off this boat. Look, you need to tell the devil, I'm getting off this boat. I am tired of riding in this boat. Today is my last day of riding in this boat. And however you get off, just get off. If you got to fall into the boat, fall into the boat. Deal with the consequences later. But get off that sinking boat. I only know one boat that big that didn't sink. God called it the ark. And if you want some safety, get in the ark. Get off the boat. Get in the ark. Because it's the only safe place there is. Get inside the ark. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. But church, I tell you, this is the aftermath, the after effects. What happened there, amen, when man was separated from God. Adam and Eve, Adam being the first Adam, separated us from God. Jesus being the second Adam, created the bridge for us to get back connected to God. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have been reconciled back to God. Let's look at this. John was looking at this in Scripture. Let's just pick up Revelation. I'm just read the rest of this, and I'm going to let it go for the day. The aftermath. All right, where was I? Verse 4. This, imagine yourself now on the Titanic out there crying just like some of these other folk crying. Oh, my, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this situation? See, and what happened on the Titanic is a lot less of importance than what happened for mankind in the Garden of Eden. But I'm trying to bring both of them together so you can see the impact of this. We had no way of getting back to God. Those people had no way of getting back to land unless somebody come to save them. Who can take this book and open the seals thereof and, amen, reveal to us what's going on? Who can do this? Look. Verse 4 says, and I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. He said, stop crying, John. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And we got that word prevail. Prevail means to wrestle with and overcome. Yeah. Last week, when we told you that you were invincible. See, the devil's going to wrestle with you. I told you all that. Now, I can't go into all that today, but, you know, the devil's certainly going to attack you. He's going to wrestle with you, right? But the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail. That means they can't overcome you. Why? Because you're too powerful. You're invincible. You're too powerful to be defeated. You're too powerful to be overcome. You are invincible. I don't care what you're going through. See, on the tag team, when you and y'all, I guess y'all don't watch tag team wrestling, right? Sometimes you get beat down. You be in the ring, and boy, they just be double teaming you over there in the corner. And your man, he in the corner. He's just over there. That's Jesus. Can't wait to get into the ring. The ref kicking him back in. He come cheating, then the ref put him back over there. You just getting toe up. But somehow, in every wrestling match, that man get beat up so bad, but he always just got a little bit of strength. And he just got enough strength just to get to the corner and make the tag. Boy, when he made that tag, both of them fellas get beat up. Make the tag this morning. Let God fight your battles. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm trying my best to get out of here. All right. The root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. This, John say, don't cry. A lion. Lion is the most powerful animal in the jungle. He is the king of the jungle. Our Lord and Savior, he was king of heaven, king of earth. He prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Verse 6 says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. See, had been slain. Had, that means he died, but he rose again. See, had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. I can just tell you right now, them seven horns represent the seven church ages. I got them right up here. We live in the Laodicean church age. See, but we're represented right there in that scripture. I mean, these are people that will guard the word of God, keep the word of God pure. See, amen. The seven horns, seven messengers, seven eyes are the seven messengers to each church age. See, amen. Each church age had a messenger, a star. I don't have time to go through all that. You've got to come to Bible study to get all these things. Amen. Listen, it says, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders. See, this is like Carpathia coming and bringing safety to, you know, those people that was lost from the Titanic. Jesus knew that we was lost. We had no way of getting back to God. So he come and he brought salvation to us. Listen, it says, verse 8 says, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain. Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And look, this is some of the after effects of Calvary. The reason that he came to redeem us is because what Adam had in the beginning, he willfully laid down. Jesus comes to give us back everything that Adam lost. Amen. This is not just for salvation, but this to go back into the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. This is a deep, deep subject. This is complete redemption. This is what the Lord Jesus did for us. Has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Look, this is not just a once a year type event. When you get a revelation of this, you will be crying out just like John. Praise God every day of your life. Blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. That was one of the greatest things to ever happen. Jesus going and taking the book out of the Father's hand because he had redeemed us back to God. These are the after effects, the aftermath of Calvary. Somebody's saved. Somebody's restored. Somebody's delivered. Somebody's set free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. So glad. Let's pray. God, we thank you for what you did at Calvary. What a mighty God we serve. Our names were written in a book. You had it already placed there before the foundation of the world, before we were even born. You knew exactly when we would accept you as Lord and Savior. You knew exactly when we would come to the understanding as to who we were as people. Sometimes we go through life not really knowing who we are, what's our purpose, what's your plan for us. But God, you knew when we would come to the reality of this. And though the enemy has fought us in so many ways, yet he cannot keep us from our true destiny. God, we thank you. We're determined this morning to be like that thief on the cross. We won't let this moment pass by. We want to ask for salvation. We want to ask for deliverance. Those people that were saved, that were spared in Titanic, 700 a soul that was saved, God, they were grateful for Carpathia coming along. But Lord, greater than Carpathia, you sent your only begotten Son to come to this earth to save a people that were separated from God. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Thank you for coming into our hearts. Thank you for making a difference. Lord, we thank you. If there would be no resurrection, we are without hope. So thank you for the resurrection. We believe that you rose from the dead. You conquered the grave. You conquered death. You conquered hell. But Lord, there were some other keys that you had, but you gave them to Peter. And those are the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And right now we bind every spirit that's against the Spirit of God. And we loose the Holy Spirit to take complete control over this portion of the service. God, let somebody leave here with a determination that they will not go back to the way it used to be before your presence came and changed. No matter how far they are, they're still close enough to come home. Let it be, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Something softly. Keep your heads bowed. Keep your heads bowed. I won't go back to softly. Everybody, everybody. Amen. I don't want to lose this moment. If today God has spoke to your heart, and only God can speak to you. I might be up here saying things, but I don't know what you have need of. Only God knows. And if God has spoken to your heart today and you desire for change to take place, I want to give you this opportunity to acknowledge the Lord, to acknowledge Him as Savior, to acknowledge Him as Master, to acknowledge Him as Deliverer. I want to give you that opportunity. Right where you're sitting, I want to change today, Brother Jack. I just want it. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it, but I just want to change it. That's you. Just lift your hands right where you're sitting. Everybody else, keep your head bowed. You don't need to look around. That's you. You just want to change today. You just want that change. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. Someday when we are on the other side, this service will come back before us. And God can show this person made a decision, this person didn't make a decision. God can show that. He can replay this moment. If you determine, I don't want to go back to the way things used to be, God, I need a change today. Let my life be impacted by Calvary. God sees your hands. Underneath your hand is a heart. God sees your heart. While your hands are lifted, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. So somebody's quick to respond to God. The Bible says, they that you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Don't do that. Don't harden your heart. But when you hear His voice, surrender right then. God, you see these hands. Lord, I ask some just to lift one hand, but some have lifted both hands because they mean business with you, Jesus. God, underneath those hands is a heart, Lord, that needs a change, that needs direction, that needs strength. God, I pray that you would just forgive them of their sins and shortcomings. Look beyond their faults, see their need. The need that they have is to have more of you. Oh, God. Those that have your hands lifted, I just want you to repeat these words after me. You don't have to repeat it where everybody got to hear it, but just mean it. Just repeat these words. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I need your saving grace. God, today I am asking that you would come into my heart, that you would make the difference. Save me from my sin. I believe that you came. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose again. Lord, with that, I can be free. So today, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior on this Easter Sunday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's put our hands together and just praise Him for the work that He has already done. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, just sing these words with me. I won't go back. Say, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. For your presence came and changed me. Come on, sing with all your heart. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way. For your presence came and, come on, stand to your feet and help me sing. I won't go back. Oh, can't go back. For your presence came. Come on, sing with all your heart. I won't go back. Can't go back to the way. Oh, before your presence came. All right, one more time. Lift your voice and say, I won't go back. I can't go back to the way. Oh, before your presence came. Now open up your mouth and say, never going back. Never going back. I am never going back. I am never going back to the way it was. Put those hands together. Come on. Never going back. I am never going back. I am never going back to the way. Come on. Never going back, say. Oh, never going back, say. I am never to the way. All right, come on, lift it up. Never going back, never going back, say. I am. Oh, never going back to the way. Come on, say it again. Never going back. I am. Oh, never going back. Hey, to the way. Come on, say it again. Never going back. Oh, I'm never going back. No, no, no. Come on, take it up one more time. Oh, I'm never going. I am never to the way. Come on, never going back. Oh, never going back. Hey. Come on, one more time. Never going back. I am never going back. Hey, to the way it was. 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 Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. God, we thank you today for this service. What an Easter it has been. What an Easter. We believe some things took place here today that we will see results of in time to come. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for setting free. Thank you for saving. Thank you, Jesus, for Calvary. As we leave this place but not your presence, may our thoughts center on the Word of God. The aftermath, the after effects of a great event, especially one that's unpleasant. Let us recall some of the things that were spoken to our hearts today. The friends that we should release and let go of. Circumstances that we need to just roll the stone away and get those things out of our life. There are things that are hindering us from coming all the way with you. But Lord, roll the stone away today. Set us free from the depths of our soul. We want to be free. God, we thank you for all that you did. Bless every heart. And God, may we leave here with a determination that we're going to go to church. We're going to serve you faithfully. For you gave everything you had for us. Now let us give everything we have for you. Let it be. Bless every heart, God, is our prayer. Thank you for little Olivia that was dedicated today. Bless the parents, God, is our prayer. Bless them abundantly. Continue to touch their lives with your grace, your mercy. Bless every heart, God. Those that desired to make it today but didn't make it, you know all about it. Send the word to where they are to bring deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 And before you have your seats, tell somebody, don't you go back to the way it was. Hallelujah. So the brothers will come. You can be seated. The brothers will come and dismiss you. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. God bless you. To the way it was.